Welcome to the Adam Fawcett Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now, welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union BB Commerce Sports Network's Greg Wyckoff.
Welcome to the Adam Fawcett Show. Greg Wyckoff, Dave McCurley filling in for Coach Tony White once again.
Yeah.
Not on the show.
Yeah, Tony.
But, Coach, we're glad you're here because you are the star of the show. We wouldn't be doing it if it weren't for you.
Well, it's always good to be here. It's really good to be here.
It is. This is a pretty nice little setup.
Good little atmosphere. Good to be here. Good to start another season and get things rolling.
Well, Coach, it would just not be me if I didn't start out with a two-part question to be the first question of the year. I absolutely love this.
Ready.
Coach, coming out of the scrimmage, what did you do with the team and to kind of prepare? A three-team scrimmage is tough,
mm-hmm.
because you're preparing a little bit, but you can't prepare totally. Just going out there to see kind of what you have. But what did you learn from that going into Friday night?
First off, you have nothing to go off of. So that's really, really tough. Like, we played Weaver last year in the Jamboree, so we kind of had an idea of some things that they would do offensively and defensively. Woodland, we had no idea what they would do. So it's kind of like going into this week. You know, we know what Wadley did in the past, but they have a new head coach. So it may change a little bit. So you just kind of guess. So it's a big guessing game. we saw some things that were good. We saw some things that were bad. You know, saw some things that you need to make improvements on. And that's the key with the Jamboree is you got to have something that you can, you know, you got to look at it and say, look at it for what it's worth. And made the improvements that you can make. And we made a ton of mistakes. All of our mistakes are fixable. So that's a good thing. You know, there's no secret when you look at our roster, we got 29 kids. So numbers are a lot lower than they've been in the past. And so you have to be very methodical about how you kind of rotate guys and move guys in and out and things like that. So that makes it, like, really, really tough. But the biggest thing and the easiest thing to say is our veterans have to be the veterans that they should be and play like the veterans that they should be, and our young guys have to be more coachable. It's as easy as it gets. We've got to be more coachable for our young guys. Older guys have to play like older guys. So you look at some of the spots, you know, Kamari Harris, freshman. Larry Gable, freshman. Terrell Powell is out right now, but when he gets healthy, he'll be in the mix, freshman. So, you know, there's four or five freshmen on both sides of the ball that are getting a lot of playing time. So we only have two seniors, and that's, you know, that's just kind of how the class is. You had 12 seniors last year. You have two seniors this year. There's 10 juniors. There's four sophomores. There's a bunch of ninth graders. So it's just kind of how the classes ebb and flow, you know. And you don't want to look ahead. You don't want to look way ahead by any means. But, you know, looking ahead, I check our numbers about once a week. And we should be headed back. We should be trending back towards 2A. next year, and that's really where we belong, is in that 2A range. I think we're the fourth smallest 3A in the state. And then coming off the previous seasons that we've had, it was really hard to schedule games. So, you know, hey, we're going to go to 1A state champ Wadley Friday night. So,
well, Coach, I tried to do a favor. I called today, and I asked for 40 points. Okay, I asked Coach Thomas. I said, can you spot us 40? He said, I'll do that if y'all will spot us 50.
Huh.
So I made the agreement, mm-hmm. with him, Coach. So we're really plus 10 right now.
Mm-hmm. Coach, no. That's not a good swap.
No, that's not a good swap. We're minus 10.
That's right.
Yeah, we're minus 10.
It's good to have two teams with a lot of history, and that's what it's going to be. And, Coach, I know any team you coach is going to go in prepared. I know you have players that you are leaning on. You got young kids you're leaning on, but a lot of these young kids I looked on the roster, they may be young, but they've been playing since the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some seasoned younger kids on the team.
Yeah, we've got some young kids that can play well, and they've got some reps in. But no matter how you cut it, Friday night reps are a lot different than Tuesday afternoon reps.
They are,
and that's the end all be all. You know, there was a couple times where we had guys in position last week, and there just wasn't a play made. You know, it was almost like they got gun shy and wouldn't wrap up or wouldn't, you know, drive their feet or wouldn't do the things that they had to do. So, you know, we try to handle all the fundamentals and things like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, I feel myself getting older and older the more seasons I go through, because, like, there's some of these trends I can't keep up with and things like that. Like, you know, teams are like getting in uniform and taking pictures at a gas pump and at an ice box and at like other stuff, like at restaurants, and like I can't, like I'm getting so old, like I don't understand that. But at the end of the day, you know, football is still about blocking and tackling. You only play 11 at a time, and it's about blocking and tackling. So we've pushed the fundamentals, we've pushed all that stuff, and you know, we will be as prepared as we can be on Friday. We've had a decent week of practice, but the weather plays games with you too. So Monday or Tuesday, rather, for like 30 minutes, and then the storm comes, and it just sits over us. You know, we have a lightning meter, and it sits at 4 miles or less for like an hour, and then it bugs out. Well, we get back out there for 45 minutes to an hour and get some work in, but we lost all that momentum that we had when we went out the first time. You go in for the rain delay and you come back out, we lost all that momentum. So that was kind of a rough practice day.
We are at La Costa Mexican Restaurant here on Broadway in Sylacauga. Dave McCurley, Greg Wyckoff. It is the Adam Fawcett Show, and, of course, B.B. Comer coming off of that three-team jamboree last week. Coach, I was there and was able to call a good bit of that. And correct me if I'm wrong. Your guys didn't have a whole lot of laundry on the ground from the officials. I thought y'all played a pretty clean game.
Yeah, I think we played a pretty clean game. I think we had one holding penalty.
Yeah, now all of that is impressive, yeah. Because you expect, you know,
I expected to be pretty sloppy. You know,
yeah, like,
you know, just snap count related and young guy related, and not, you know, not competing against other people related and things like that. So I expected it to be a little bit worse than it was. So, but yeah, just off the top of my head, I think we had one holding penalty. And the worst part is I blamed the wrong guy for the penalty when it happened, because we watched film, and I was like, golly, hey, listen, I'm sorry, it wasn't you. And then I got on to the kid that it was. So, but, yeah, one penalty, that's pretty good.
Well, I got to ask you, when Woodland had a penalty on defense, the whole defensive squad dropped down and did five push-ups.
That was Weaver.
Weaver's, yeah. I'm sorry, I said Woodland.
That was impressive.
So are you going to adopt that some form,
man,
like that?
Man, you know, we keep track of loafs. And, man, a loaf is not a good thing. So I don't know if we're going to adopt that, or we're just going to keep track of loafs like we are doing. So,
well, Coach, you have a not a young quarterback, but young in the position.
Mm-hmm.
That just happens to be your son.
Mm-hmm.
I love how you said that.
Mm-hmm.
How has he prepared this week? Because I heard, I wasn't at the game, but I heard he made some really good throws in the scrimmage game.
He did.
Yeah, I think he, first off, it's a tough, like, this is a tough spot for him and I. And, you know, it's one of those things where he has really, like, he's had to work his tail off over the summer and be able to prove that he belongs there. And Friday night helped him to do that. He threw the ball well, threw the ball on the run well, executed the offense well, made some adjustments. He checked out of a play, and when the play was snapped, and Coach Pike was in the headset going, "What is this?" And it was like I think we got a gain of six on a pass. He's like, all right. So, you know, 2-point conversion, he reads it and keeps it and scores on the 2-point conversion, and you know, he was pumped up about that. But yeah, he's worked hard for it. It's a tough spot for him. It's just a tough position. It's not like he's playing, you know, guard. But as a coach, last week, very proud of his efforts. As a dad, very proud of his efforts. And he knows, like Max has figured it out, man, that all that stuff's over with, you know, like that was last Friday. I gotta get ready for this week. So, he's prepared. He's again put in the work, and, big thing about him is he's put on some weight. He's gained some muscle mass, and he's gotten a lot stronger this summer. So, that also helps with the confidence, and really helps, you know, the strength helps with throwing the ball and things like that. So, it's kind of up to him to lead and get us going in the right direction. And, you know, we put a lot of trust in him to run that offense and to get everybody lined up.
I thought he did a great job the other night. One play that sticks out in my mind, I think it was Christian Jemison on the other end, but Max rolled out to his left, got outside the pocket, was under heavy duress. And the receivers, I thought, did a great job coming back to help him some the other night. And he threw one and hit, I thought it was Christian, right in stride, about 20 yards down the field across the middle of the field. And I'll tell you, for somebody to roll left and throw it right-handed back to somebody that's running left, that's hard to do. And I thought he did a great job. We're going to get Coach Fawcett more from him. We're going to give him time to get a little food here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. It is the Adam Fawcett Show. Greg Wyckoff, Dave McCurley. We'll be back with the Head Tigers. We'll talk a little bit more about going down to Wadley this Friday night. You're listening to it right here on Kix 100.3.
Don't let high costs keep you from owning your first home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union's first-time homebuyer program breaks the barriers. As little as 5% down, no PMI, no origination fees, and local service from start to finish. Finally, a mortgage made for real people with real budgets. Coosa Pines is online at CoosaPinesFCU.org and available by phone at 256-378-5559. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA. Housing lender.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Imagine a job where weekends are free, health benefits are fully covered, and vacation time comes standard. It might sound too good to be true, but that's everyday life at INEOS USA in Childersburg. With team members who have been there for over 20 years, it's clear this is more than just a job. It's a place to grow. Find them at 100 Nippon Drive or swing by the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where great careers and great people come together.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs. Covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want. So you can focus on your favorite team, First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Adam Fawcett Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Adam Fawcett Show. Coach, before the break, we talked about your quarterback and throwing the football, but we know high school, college, pro, you can't be one-dimensional, and in every phase of what I just said, you have to protect your quarterback, and you do that by running the football. How can we get on the field Friday night and control the line of scrimmage to take some pressure off of Max?
It depends on our guys up front, and you know, a lot of those guys were newbies last year, and it goes back to veterans playing like veterans. You know, they're veterans. You know, Josh Ruiz, Tylan Parrish, Colton Sheeram, Taj Hughes, Levi Watson. You know, that group. They are a veteran group for the most part. And Levi, not so much. Levi's a freshman this year, and he's been thrown in the fire. The rest of those guys are juniors, and they played last year. They got, you know, they got their feet wet last year. So those guys have got to play well. They got to play together. And that was a big like a kind of a gripe last week. Like the first game, we didn't come off the ball at all. Like one of our guys, like his whole stance changed. What are you doing? Like you had that stance all year. He's like, I don't know. I just thought this was better. No, don't change something on game day. Like, you know. So we had that break between Weaver and Woodland in the Woodland game. We got off the ball a little bit better.
We did,
and sustained some drives and things like that. So. But we've got to establish a front, and then we have a couple guys in the backfield: Dalen Borden, Kamari Harris, Ja'Kari Brown may get some carries. So it just kind of depends on how things are going and trying to rotate some guys in and out. And a lot of it's formation based on the defense and what the defense gives us. So the big key is we got to know how to do it. You know, we got to be able to rep it and do it and practice it and practice it smoothly so that we can run it on Friday.
Coach, I thought when you come out and played Woodland, Kamari Harris looked like he was shot out of a cannon the first time he touched football. And I'm like, wow, he gets to that line of scrimmage quick, and he's got some quick. Of course, everybody knows about his brother. I've been asked to ask you this question for the BB Comer Nation. They want to know about Kamor and also Chris, what you know about them. And I want to ask you, the big kid that we're going to face Friday night down at, compare him to Kamor.
Both Kamor and Chris are doing really well. Both have put on some good weight and put on some good muscle in that aspect. So Kamor's probably gained 20, 25 pounds. He's playing on the they moved him up to the edge, so he's playing like a defensive end position and is doing well with that. Chris Wilson is doing pretty well. Again, put on some weight and rotating in with the D line, so that at UT Martin. So both of those guys are really doing well and representing us well. And more recently, Raylon Sims.
Yeah,
he's in North Alabama, and his mom sent me a picture of him a couple of days ago. I guess it was picture day out there. He's in his uniform, and he weighs like 215.
I was going to ask you.
He didn't weigh 215 when he played.
No,
for me.
And I was going to ask you, how did you replace 75% of your offense last year?
Because more like 89% of the offense.
But you got a big running back linebacker down at Wadley. This you know is going to play at the next level. Oh, yeah. You saw Kamor for so long, and not just him, but as you mentioned, you know, Devin Harvey's such a great athlete, yeah. and even Raylon. But how are you going to try to contain him on Friday night?
The big key is we got to know where he is at all times, you know. And the dangerous part about Wadley is like they have so many other weapons other than him. So number four is really good and can move. up front. They're very, very big and seasoned and know how to play. You know, they play really good up front as well. So we got to be able to identify where he is. And when he has the ball, offensively, when he has the ball, we've got to get to the ball and tackle him. We've got to get hats to the ball. So he is legit. You know, you see some guys that, you know, this guy's a 5-star, this guy's a 4-star, this guy's a whatever. This guy's legit. Like, he's a grown man. You know, last year there was a player over on our sideline. He was standing next to me. I was like, golly. You know, I'm a pretty big fella. You are a grown man. Like, you know, I was hoping he'd graduate early and go to college. But so,
what are you doing special teams wise? What have you worked this week? I know you can't tell exactly, but what is your focus on special teams? Because it can change a game.
Yeah, special teams is key, and you know, with us being small school and all that good stuff, like, you know, every year it's like kicker tryouts. You know? Hey, who knows how to kick? Who's got a big foot? Who can, you know, who's got a strong leg?
You want to ask who plays soccer, yeah. But that's not good, yeah. At your school, coach.
Who played soccer when they were little? I did. Yeah. All right, you come try to kick. Then you start firing people. You know, you're fired. Someone walk over there and you're like, nah. No, you go back to offensive line lane. But we've got to be able to handle pressure. We got to be able to know our assignments and cover the field. The big thing is covering the field and know where people are. You know, we got to be able to identify where 6 and 4 are when we're kicking off, and don't kick on the ball. Like, it's pretty simple. Like, you know, the Noah Wimmer effect. Okay, if you told Noah Wimmer not to kick it to a certain number, he was going to hit that number right in the chest. So you just start telling him a different number, okay? He would not, you know. Like, I saw Noah last week, and I said, we were talking about that. And well, he came down to, we were painting the field at John Cox last Thursday, and he came and he kind of stuck around. I was like, man, I appreciate you helping out. He said, look, this is going to cost you. I said, what do you mean? He said, when they get here, I want to kick 5 field goals. I said, no, you're going to miss every one of them. He's like, no, I'm going to help you find a kicker. I said, all right, buddy. So as soon as they got there, he grabbed a ball and went over and kicked like 2, and he took off. Like, it wasn't very successful, so he bolted. So,
well, you know, the old B.B. Comer legend, if you will, Bobby Overton, I had many conversations with him about that, and he said, you know, we got guys that can snap it, hold it, kick it. He said, if you make 50% of those 2-point conversions, that's the same as kicking every extra point.
Oh yeah,
and to be honest with you, he made half of his 2-point conversions.
Yes, and that's what we like for conversions, man. We're gonna go for 2. Like, we're not gonna. we have a part in practice, a 2-point plays, and we work 2-point plays. So we're not gonna try to line up and kick. We'll just go for 2. And kind of go from there with that. So I think that's our best bet. And again, percentages are better for us that way.
Well, Coach, we talked about a month ago on kind of preseason talk and who got to lean on. Okay. Mm-hmm. Friday night, what players, and not trying to point anybody out, but hey, it's good to have a little pressure sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Who are leaning to? Against Wadley to go down there, be successful.
But the big thing is we've got to maintain a front. You know, it's going to be a challenge, and you know, you have to process things as a coach. I process things so much differently than the kids do. You know, and you have to explain, hey, this is going to be a challenge. Are you willing to accept this challenge? Because they're very good up front on both sides. They've got very talented skill guys. Nobody in the greater Central Alabama area is going to pick us to win. So the odds are stacked against you, but in reality, you really have nothing to lose.
That's right.
Like, go play. You know, whatever happens. And you get to see kind of how you match up, because they've got the Wilkes kid who's a five star going to Auburn. They've got a D lineman that's like a three star, I think, that's like a sophomore, and he's jammed up. He can move real well. He's got great hands. So how do I match up against that guy? And that's an opportunity that you have. You also have an opportunity where you played, you know, you're playing against a guy that's going to Auburn. So that's, you know, in 4 years, man, I played against that guy. He was pretty doggone good. Or that guy ran through my face mask. Or, you know, I tackled that guy for a loss or whatever the case may be, you know. But well, we want our guys to go and battle and compete. That's the thing. Compete and give me effort. And that's what I want is maximum effort.
Hopefully, Coach, they'll be watching him on TV at Auburn, and they'll be sitting there saying, I remember when we beat them.
That's right.
On Friday night.
Yep.
Because you're right, they can do, those kids can do anything they want to do.
Yeah.
And it's hard to teach them that. It's hard to teach every play. Mm-hmm. Win one play at a time, and when right. the last play's over, it's done. Whether yeah. you fumble through an interception, missed a tackle, mm-hmm. whatever didn't go right, it's yes. done, and we start now with the next play.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. and Coach, you know, he's talking about watching on TV. There's one that actually plays at Auburn, Falk, that B.B. Comer can say, hey, we beat them,
right.
you know, at home in the playoffs. Well, we certainly want to thank Coach Adam Fawcett for coming down today. We're going to do this every Wednesday night right here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Coach, get on that little yellow cheese wagon on Friday and go down there to Wadley, and let's let everybody know that B.B. Comer is here and they're for real, and we're going to fight.
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
And that is Coach Adam Fawcett. Greg Wyckoff, thank you.
Thank you.
I know you'll be on the call. You can listen to the B.B. Comer Tigers on Friday night on our sister station, Mix 106.5, as Greg, Tony, and Michael Giddens will have that call for you. Airtime is at 6:30.